This morning's scripture comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Israel with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It's one of the worst feelings in the world. You're running late, you've got somewhere to be, everything is sort of hinging on you getting out the door, and you can't find it. Now, it is something a little bit different for each of us. You lose your keys, you can't find your wallet, you lose your paperwork, the kids lost their homework, you can't find it, and all of a sudden, it's nowhere. You just had it, just the night before, you set it right here. And sort of in this kind of panic, you start checking all the usual places. Right, you check where you usually hang the keys, or you check on the table, or you're on the coffee table, or you check the clothes that you were wearing yesterday, or you look in backpacks, or you look behind the couch. You just start kind of falling apart, and you lose like all civility, and then you're just like dumping boxes out, and you're just sweeping things off the table, and it just sort of spirals from there, right? When you finally find something that you're looking for, what an incredible feeling that is. Now, sometimes it's not where you expect at all. Like, you leave your keys in the freezer or something like that. This kind of weird moment. There was a morning recently that I couldn't find my wallet. And I just started tearing the living room apart, the kitchen, the bedroom. I looked in the car, everywhere. And it kind of started spiraling from there. I mean, I was trying to get Julia to help me. I was yelling at the dog. I was interrogating the kids. Couldn't find it anywhere. And it was right out in the open, lodged in the upright handle of the vacuum cleaner. And though they said they didn't have anything to do with it, I don't think it's a coincidence that that's the exact height of a 3-year-old. But other times, there's kind of the more obvious, embarrassing moments at all, where you're talking on your phone while looking for it. Have you all ever had that? Or you put your glasses on so you can see more clearly to find your glasses. That one happens a lot to me in the mornings. These moments where you're looking for something. Sometimes you find it, sometimes it takes you a little bit longer. You see, we get into these moments sometimes where we kind of have this progression that we go through, where we look in the most likely of places first. You know, where do I usually put it? and we check those places. And then we kind of start moving towards the edges. So once it's not in the most likely of places, then we look and we kind of do the retracing our steps. Okay, so what did I do when I came home? You know, I came through the hallway and the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, and you're kind of retracing steps, and then it still doesn't turn up. And then after a while, you're in the least likely of places. You're in the back of closets and the bottoms of boxes that you haven't opened in years, let alone wondering why you're going to find your car keys at the bottom of them. And you get lost looking for something. And oftentimes, it's not lost at all. It might not be in the most likely of places, but it's just something that you haven't found yet. Sometimes right out in the open. In the scripture reading that we read this morning, we get the classic story that closes out the 12 days of Christmas and opens up the season of Epiphany, the season of discovery and realization, this kind of light bulb going off, this aha moment of who Jesus is. That everything that God had prophesied and said would happen, he has finally come. Emmanuel, this little baby that shepherds were talking about, truly is God with us. And we open up with a story of the scientists or astrologers or magi or wise men, these foreigners that came from the east, and they came because they noticed that something was different. Almost as if they looked up into a hole that was usually in the sky, and instead of emptiness, they found a light, a star. And that star seemed to tell them that somebody incredibly important was born, a king. And so they went off, and they came to the place where Jewish kings are born and live, and they came to Jerusalem. That was for dramatic effect. And as they came to Jerusalem, they began asking questions of where this king that was born really was. And all their questions and all of their interviews and wondering where to go to find this king started to get back the questions to King Herod, the current king of Jerusalem. A little bit awkward, but they get past it. And Herod has this moment that this lost king has suddenly arrived. And so he gets all the help, sort of like we do. We sort of musher everybody we can possibly find to help us find something that we've lost. He gets scribes, he gets priests, he gets anybody who might have any information where to find this king that might pose so much danger to everything he has built. And they tell him that he was going to be born in Bethlehem, this place that has never stood out before. And in fact, if you were looking at the rulers of Judah, the scripture said that it would have been counted among the least of them, a town of shepherds, just over the hill that really doesn't even merit a second thought, a town that's kind of lost on the side of the road in and of itself. And so Herod tells the wise men where to go to find this king. And he tells them to search diligently. And maybe they would search the same way that they searched when they came to Jerusalem, asking everybody they know where they can find this king of the Jews that was born. But as the wise men take off over the hill to Bethlehem, they search a little bit differently this time. They're not asking questions. They're not going door to door. And instead of looking down at their steps, they're looking up to that star. And it takes them to a single house, and it stops and settles. And it says that they were overwhelmed with joy. And upon entering the house, they saw the mother carrying a baby. And without questions, without doubts, without struggles, or even without a story of where this baby has come from or who he is, it almost seems that they're compelled to just get everything they have off of their camels or their donkeys or their caravan frankincense, myrrh, gold, presenting to this king that was born. Not where they expected, not in the usual places, but a king who was born out in the open. We can really struggle with our faith sometimes. We feel lost, or we feel that God can be lost to us. And we start searching in as many ways as we can think to search. We open up our scriptures. We drive down the road and we read billboards. We come to church. We do everything we can to try to find where we fit into the story of a God who people have told have loved us and have been born to us. And yet we still feel this lost feeling. We get so exhausted looking. We keep feeling like year after year, there's not much change, there's not much depth. We're not experiencing all this hope and joy and peace and love that they said that we would experience through the Christmas season. And yet we find that we get so tired of looking that we just hope that God stumbles upon us one day. We feel as if we're almost in the spiritual game of hide and seek sometimes. How are we going to make it through not only this faith or this year, but how are we going to make it to tomorrow? These desperate situations that we go through, wondering if God is ever going to find us or hear us again. So some of us look. Some of us have given up looking. And we wonder how we're ever going to be found again. And yet, like these wise men, it can come in the most unlikely of ways. Sometimes when we're paying attention, or sometimes when we're not even thinking about it, we look up and there's something different. Maybe it's just a space of heaven that's taken up by one more star than was there the night before. Just a small touch and a reminder that God is pointing us, that God is seeing us, that God is hearing us. Because as these wise men were coming to this house in the middle of Bethlehem, I wonder what sort of feelings or doubts that they might have been going through at this time. And this king that might have seemed so hard to find in the beginning, it turns out that heaven was pointing to him the entire time. So hear the good news this morning. That none of us are so lost. And God is not so hidden that we cannot find him. In fact, God is right out in the open. He's under each of our noses. And like those wise men, or like those scribes or those priests in Jerusalem, we can do everything we can to try to find him or where he is. We'll come to church, we'll read our scriptures, but I think you'll find that those things become like that star in the sky. And they will begin pointing you to something so much deeper than you ever realized or understood. That God is right out in the open. As we go out into this community, when we go out through these doors, that you will see him in the most unlikely of places that you ever thought that you would see him. You'll see him in the people that you meet. You'll see him when you go to the grocery store. You'll see him when you go to the gas station. You'll see him when you sit down in homeroom or you sit down for your first class. You'll see him while waiting in the car line at the school. You'll see him when you come to church. You'll see him right out in the open. And it might seem unlikely at the time, but you find out the entire time that all of heaven was pointing to this very moment. So what gifts can we bring when we find God, when we see him? What words of encouragement or small touches of hope and peace and love can we begin giving to others that are around us? The gifts that we give back to the God who shows up in the most unlikely of places. As we see, as we enter a season of discovery, of realization, of having our minds blown of where God can show up in our lives. Who at times when we thought that we were lost or God was hidden, it turns out that he was there the entire time. Emmanuel, a God who is with us, right out in the open. What an epiphany. Will you pray with me? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord, because we do not always know the way. We don't always know the end of a journey, and we don't know what the next day brings. But Lord, you do give us moments. You give us stars. You give us directions. Lord, you give us your scriptures. You give us everything to show us that you are pointing us exactly where we need to be in the work of your kingdom, of your grace, and of your love. Lord, you have placed us in this church, in this community. Lord, you have placed us in the families and in the work that we need to be able to make a difference in people's lives. To be able to show them, Lord, that you are not so hidden, that in fact you are right out in the open, and we can be called to help show others that you've been here the whole time. As we enter Epiphany, Lord, give us your grace, give us your love, allow us to see your bright ideas, and that we may be a part. As we pray this all in Jesus' name, amen.